Well, let's listen to another couple with that resilient Houston spirit. The Claridges first spoke with us last week. Their home has flooded twice before, less than a year apart, and they have been waiting on a FEMA grant to elevate their home. Jennifer and Randy Claridge made it to their parents' house in another neighborhood that's been spared from flooding, and they join us now via Skype. And Jennifer and Randy, it's so good to know that you're safe and dry at your parents' place, thankfully, but you've been able to see the water rising at your house through a doorbell camera you've got there?
Right. Once the water got over the doorbell camera, it went offline, but we looked this morning and I guess the water has receded and it looks like it sat there in just over 5 feet of water for about 48 hours.
Wow. I can't imagine how that felt watching it from afar.
Well, yeah, because we have been through this twice, with 3 feet on Memorial Day 2015 and about 18 inches on Tax Day 2016, we packed up everything. In our minds, we knew this was going to be the storm of the ages, so we thought, well, we got 3 feet at Memorial Day, let's make sure everything's above the 4 foot mark. We never dreamed we would get more than 5 feet of water, so much for packing everything. I'm glad we got a few things out in our cars and brought them here before the storm, but the rest is probably gone.
And before we got the video, we were really concerned if the water got up to the ceiling, because at that point, your flood insurance just can't cover it. I mean, you're going to lose all your walls, all your cabinets, your bathrooms, your kitchen, and then you lose your ceiling, which has all that insulation and your AC, you know, furnace and AC that are in the attic. That's too much. That's well beyond flood insurance.
Right.
And, you know, we were just really worried what we're going to have to do.
We are on an elevation grant for 2016. We were hoping that it would be administered sooner than later to lift the house above the flood risk before we bothered to remodel. But now we're very afraid. The people that were on the elevation grant the year before us are still not elevated. They all just flooded again.
Right.
And we were out of our house for 16 months with the previous two floods from 2015 to 2016. We'd only been back in our house 10 months when this storm hit. And we have an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old. This is a lot of their childhood. And what we're going to do, I don't know, but if it's going to take a year or two to be lifted, how do we live outside of our home that far away from the kids' schools again? We're going to have to find our way out of this in the coming days. I'm not sure what all of our answers are. It's still raining, but we'll try.
Yeah. I mean, so the elevation grant you're talking about, it's a FEMA grant.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is a FEMA grant to elevate your home.
So, you know, I can't imagine what you're going through right now, having to experience this over and over again. And it's your home, right? It's where your heart is.
Exactly.
It's where your community is. It's where your life is. It's where your kids are growing up. It's not a place that's easy to leave ever. But have you reached a point where maybe you're thinking about moving to higher ground, even somewhere else in Houston?
Well,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say that we've looked at it. But the problem is, you're right. You have your friends. You have your community. We worked really hard to get a nice house and a nice schools for our kids. We're trying to provide a good childhood for them. And when you look around the city of Houston, it's like, well, yes, we could move someplace else. But Houston's so big that if you move far enough away to be certain that you're on higher ground, you're basically in a different city.
I also wanted to mention that both Randy and I grew up here. And we went 25 years without a hurricane. And this, what's happening right now with Harvey is just unbelievable and unprecedented. So when you say move to higher ground, or why wouldn't we leave? I mean, this isn't the kind of thing that happens all the time. And our neighborhood flooded with Tax Day and Memorial Day. But it seemed every time they thought it was an isolated incident. And obviously, it's not as isolated as we'd like, but where would we go?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. This whole city is flooded in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jennifer and Randy Claridge of Houston, their home flooded in the Meyerland area just after Harvey, and they're at their parents' home right now. It's the third time that their home has flooded in just a couple of years. Again, Jennifer and Randy, thank you.
Thank you.